You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. The Dark Side of American Football. A quote from Bill Walsh and his book, The Score Takes Care of Itself. The cruelty of the sport, both mental and physical, was almost repellent to me. Not what occurs during the game so much as the brutal attitudes and practices I saw when I was coming up, treating players in an almost thug-like manner, working them to death, and in practice pitting them one against another, disrespecting their intelligence, dehumanizing them, and all the rest of it. It just seemed to be a crude model of leadership, an ineffective way of bringing out great performance for an organization filled with highly competitive and usually intelligent individuals who just happened to be fantastic athletes. I changed that completely when I became head coach in charge of everything. The American sport in greatest need of cultural change is arguably football. Much can be said and has been said about the positive influence of football on the youth of America. However, in the last few years, research has started to reveal many negative physical consequences of playing football due to CTE. The data is scary, but probably what is most frightening for me is the systemic emotional and mental abuse that young men suffer for a sport that few of them will ever play in their 20s. Almost none of them will play in their 30s, and nobody will play after they turn 40. These abuses are arguably more prevalent in American football than in any other sport, due to a variety of reasons. The popularity of the sport, the money involved, its primarily male-centric nature, the physical aggression and violence that is inherent to it, and the leadership within it. Thus, the observations that Bill Walsh made on American football over 20 years ago sadly still ring true today. Research has revealed the hegemonic masculinity present in American football has four major implications. Number one, physical long-term sacrifice. Number two, exploitation of people of color, in particular Black Americans. Number three, higher cases of domestic violence. Number four, creation of cultural and gender structure. For some time, I have hoped that a shift in the culture would take place. The football coaches whom I have had the privilege of supporting over the last few years have been a source of this hope. But they have also provided me with insights into the culture of American football, which have challenged my optimism. Aspiring transformational coaches are facing great resistance from both their peers and old school ways of thinking within the sport. There is possibly nobody better than Joe Ehrman who can explain the state, not just of sports in general, but of the male-centric sports culture, and in particular, American football. He says in Inside Out Coaching, "Too many coaches see competition as a way to compensate for their own insecurities and inadequacies. Their team's performance is tied to the hope that winning will produce the self-worth and validation for which they've longed. Players' needs and welfare are placed at the end of the bench, seldom seen or thought of. Men are taught to dominate, to be in control, and above all, win. Winning is masculine and losing is emasculating. Men compare and compete with each other, be it the size of their biceps or their bank accounts or the beautiful women on their arms. This comparison and competition destroys the opportunity to enter community and find compassion in competition." While I personally enjoy American football and have great respect for many coaches in the sport, I have begun to wonder, do the rewards outweigh the risks? I can't help but think my own children might be better off participating in other sports. If you enjoyed today's message, please share this episode. If you disagree with some of the things that I have said here, please reach out to me by email. I'd love to hear your perspective. You can email me at jpnerbun, N-E-R-B-U-N, at thriveonchallenge.com. Also, if you would like to join myself, Nate Sanderson, and the 50 other coaches that are part of the TOC community, coaches that are seeking to become transformational coaches, in what is a very transactional sporting world, then please schedule a call today. There is a link in the details of this episode. We'd love to hear from you and be a part of your journey.